Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Nebraska defeats a so-called LGBT law, and the Federal Court of Appeals misinterprets Title VII. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there is good news and there's some concerning news, but the concerning news may ultimately end up at the United States Supreme Court. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but let's first of all look at Nebraska. Nebraska was a place where a law called LB 173 would have added gender identity and sexual orientation to the state's employment non-discrimination statutes and to the public accommodation and housing non-discrimination statutes. It would have been a statewide provision. Our director of public policy, Jonathan Alexander, who works out of our Washington, D.C. office, was asked by Nebraska leaders to spend a week in that state, and he literally had a grueling speaking schedule. Unbelievable. One event after another after another. He met with grassroots leaders, he met with leaders of different organizations, and he met with some legislators. And the good news, Matt, is that the Nebraska legislators pulled this bill, and it is now dead for the rest of the legislative session. So that is good news. People in Nebraska certainly are celebrating this victory.
Yeah, it's real good news because these types of SOGI laws, sexual orientation, gender identity, and so forth, are really, they're subterfuge. They're not so much anti-discrimination as they do the very thing they purport to prevent. In other words, these laws are pushed through and try to silence dissent on the LGBT issues and in order to try to quash religious liberty. So they're really used as a weapon. And so this is an anti-Christian law, an anti-religious liberty law, effectively, that was shot down in Nebraska.
You know, I think it's always powerful, too, especially when Jonathan is able to speak, because a lot of times when they have these bills on the table, they're trying to compare them to racial discrimination. And Jonathan is a black man, and he comes out and says, you know, this is offensive to me. This has nothing to do with race, sexual orientation, gender identity. These are choices that people make. Race is something I was born with. I was born black. So I think it's very powerful for these leaders to be able to hear that come from him.
He's a great spokesperson. He graduated from Liberty University School of Law. He worked in Massachusetts Family Policy Council before joining Liberty Counsel in our Washington, D.C. office, which is one block from the Capitol. His work every day is working with legislators and policymakers on the national and state level. And because of his expertise and his ability to communicate in this area, that's why the Nebraska organizations and leaders invited him to go to Nebraska. And so we allowed him to do that because it's so important. He literally had an incredible speaking agenda.
It was, I know,
quite
hardly
amazing,
a moment to
frankly.
Stop. Yeah.
It was nonstop, but it all paid off. So thank you for Jonathan Alexander and all the other people in Nebraska. Liberty Counsel was right in the midst of that issue, fighting for our freedom. And because these kinds of laws, as Jonathan said, oftentimes are used to criminalize or punish anyone who speaks out against this issue. Now, in addition to that, at the same time, there was the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. It sits in Chicago. It covers several states up in that area. And there's one judge, I should say, Posner, on that bench, who was actually appointed by Ronald Reagan, unfortunately, but he's become a real liberal voice on so many different issues of judicial activism. But it wasn't just him. There were other judges on that bench considering Title VII that was passed back in the 1960s, where it says you can't discriminate on the basis of certain categories, including sex. It was pretty obvious that it referred to male and female. In fact, it's so obvious that Barney Frank, when he was an openly homosexual legislator in the U.S. House, led the effort to amend Title VII multiple times. First of all, to add sexual orientation. That was rejected multiple times. Then to add sexual orientation and gender identity. That was also rejected multiple times. So Congress not only passed it in the 1960s, it clearly meant male and female when it used the word sex, but multiple times they rejected attempts to amend it to add sexual orientation or gender identity. pretty clear what this statute refers to, but not so to judicial activists. So when that issue came up to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, a majority of the people on the bench ultimately said, well, we know that it didn't refer to sexual orientation when it was adopted. They did not have that in their mind, but we're going to, quote, update the statute, and they interpreted it to apply to include sexual orientation. There was a huge dissent. This case could be one that would be like it or another one that goes to the United States Supreme Court. But this is a major issue. And we want to talk, Matt, about some of the judicial philosophy that actually comes out of this to really illustrate the problem that we have with activist judges.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is a first. This opinion goes against every other single federal ruling that we've had here out of the circuit court. So this sets up a conflict between all of the other circuits that have ruled on this issue and said, no, sexual orientation is not akin to race or disability or sex. So this idea that sexual orientation could be misrepresented under the guise of sex has been shot down time and time again. So this sets up a conflict that I believe may very well bring this to the United States Supreme Court. But what's amazing to me here, and I'm looking for his specific quote, but I'll paraphrase, Posner writing for the majority here, basically, he says, well, yeah, we acknowledge that sex in the legislative intent, the original intent of the legislatures was referring to male-female. But, you know, with the living, breathing view of the Constitution, times have changed and our society has changed. And so we're going to change along with that. So he's arbitrarily redefining the legislative intent. He is legislating from the bench. This is a textbook case of judicial activism. And this is why the other circuits and courts of appeals have never sided with this radical decision. They've always sided against it. I hope and pray the Supreme Court will do the same.
Yeah, me too. And certainly I think that Gorsuch, following the original understanding of the text, will reject this when it comes up to the United States Supreme Court. The Posner actually said essentially that it's the judge's duty to update a statute. So he says that back in the 1960s, it clearly did not include sexual orientation. They didn't even have that in their comprehension. But he says that when society changes, it's the judge's duty to update it.
So changing the law, basically.
Yeah, to literally knowingly change the law. Because they know that it didn't apply back then. They know what the original understanding and meaning was.
Is that what they mean by a living constitution?
It
evolves according to the time.
That's what he says. And in fact, he's actually made some statements before. Why are we going to chain ourselves to these ancient documents, including the United States Constitution?
It's like changing the Bible.
This is chilling.
It's chilling. Now, Diane Sykes dissented. And Diane Sykes, by the way, she was and is one of those people that's on the list of possible people for the United States Supreme Court. When Trump was running for office, he gave a list of possible nominations that he would choose from. Gorsuch was one of them. He's now on the bench. Sykes is another one. Well, Sykes came down on the right way. She criticized that these judges did what they did. And she ends up saying that these unelected judges have amended the statute. She goes back looking at case after case after case since Title VII was passed in the 1960s, and she says this, quote, the majority deploys a judge-empowering common law decision method that leaves a great deal of room for judicial discretion. So does Judge Posner in his concurrence. Neither is faithful to the statutory text, read fairly, as a reasonable person would have understood it when it was adopted. The result is a statutory amendment courtesy of unelected judges. I mean, that's chilling. And that's the problem that we have with judicial activists. That's why there's such a battle. There was such a battle over Gorsuch because he believes that words matter, same as Justice Scalia. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Check out some of our resources. The Patriots Handbook series is there, plus many more books and booklets to help educate you and empower you to take action and make a positive difference. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.